and thou anointest the servant apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel. We're ministering today from our home in Plano, Texas, and want to encourage all of you to believe this word. We're going to be speaking from the 12th chapter of the book of Romans. Kathy D. is going to read the first 8 verses.
Verse 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being members, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given unto us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth, on teaching, or he that exhorteth, on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth, with diligence. He that showeth mercy, with cheerfulness.
Thank you, Kathy. If you notice in that second verse, it talks about, well, first, present your bodies a living sacrifice. You do that simply with prayer. You can stand up, sit down, do whatever. But just, Lord, or Father, in Jesus' name, I present my body a living sacrifice. And then, following that, it says, you're going to be renewed in your mind. And that's going to be with the be transformed and renewed. That's going to be through the Word of God. And that word mind is will. It's a great word nous. And your will is what's corrupt and what needs to be renewed. And you just have to let God do that. Read the Psalms out loud. Read Isaiah 52 and 53 out loud. Read the New Testament out loud. Reading that word will most certainly renew your will. And that's what needs to be done. Okay, now that you have presented your bodies a living sacrifice, unto God, and that you're being transformed by the renewing of your will, by reading the Word of God out loud. You do this right in your own house, wherever you're at, outside. Go out and sit on a creek bank or a lake, whatever you want to do, or in a nice office in downtown Dallas, wherever you're at. Do it. God is present. He's with you. He's speaking to you. Now, I want to talk about, notice it said about various gifts. We don't all have the same gift, but as God has decided. And notice all these gifts operate by the proportion of faith. These gifts won't operate unless you have faith. Otherwise, it's flesh and they're worthless. The church operates in the flesh. They don't live by faith. And it says 3 times in the New Testament, the just shall live by his faith. All right? So understand, everyone doesn't have the same gift, but everyone has a gift. And God will show you what that gift is. And they're ministered through faith. Now, in the 8th verse, it talks about showing mercy. I want to give an example of showing mercy. When I lived in Argyle, back in the 1970s, God sent me out there to train me, to teach me his word, teach me hear his voice, to prove me, to show me what was in my heart, and to humble me, and see if I'd obey his commandments. There I learned to walk with Jesus. Every person is going to have this kind of an experience if you're going to walk with him. He's a teacher. He's the one that seeks out his people. Ezekiel 36 says so. And bring them to one fold, and he's going to be over all of you. Thank God. Amen. Now, I was in Argyle, and it was an interesting time. I never met anybody that had been in a place like that, but it was in the Bible. It was where Jesus went. Jesus was my example, and if he's my example, then I'm going to have to be trained, and I'm going to have to go to the wilderness. You're going to have yours. You're not going to like it, and you've been taught you won't, but you will. So don't believe the won'ts, but believe the will, because you're going to have one. These are the days of Christ. This is not the days of religion, but these are the days of Christ Jesus, our Lord, who was raised from the dead. Anyway, I was in Argyle, and I was practicing veterinary. A man gave me a check for some work I did. It was $30 range, if I recall. And that check bounced. It was no good. So I tried to contact the man, and I couldn't find him. I went to his house, and I saw him walk through the house. And his wife said, "He's not here." I went back, and I saw him walk through the house again. And she said, "He's not here." And I said, "Who walked through the house?" I'm getting bolder. I'm encouraging some of you. Be bold. Fear not. God's with you. And she said, "Well, I don't know. It's not him." And then in a few days, this took place, took about a week or more. Finally, I went over there and they said, "He's going to bring you the money Friday." I said, "Good." And so on Friday, he drove up to my office. I lived out on 6.5 acres in Argyle. He drove up to my office, and when he was coming to the door, the Lord said, "Give him money, and open your refrigerator, and give him everything that's in it." I was stunned. He walked in, handed me the cash. I said, "Here. God told me to give this back to you." I probably said, "The Lord Jesus." Knowing that, I've got a refrigerator with a lot of meat and so forth, food in it. God told me to open it, give you everything in it. That's exactly what I did. You know what? That was an act of mercy. Now, that word mercy, there means to show, to come to aid, or by showing mercy to the afflicted, people that need help. That's mercy. And that is a ministry of God to his people. You know, I have a younger sister that worked for two district judges in Monette, Missouri. Judge Bunnell and Judge Sweeney, I believe, were their names. And her name is Glenda Shane. Glenda also did a lot of work with juveniles. I'm not sure of her title, although she worked and was known in the state of Missouri for her work with juveniles. And you know what? She did. She showed mercy to those juveniles. She did. She helped them. She helped their parents. She showed mercy. She has Jesus in her heart. She was raised by a father, Lyle Davidson, my dad, my father, a man of faith. And he encouraged her faith. And I thank God for dad and mother. And Glenda, and Edgar, her husband, who, along with a son and daughter-in-law, and others manage a fairly large dairy farm in Lawrence County, Lawrence or Berry County, that's at Bristadt, Missouri. But I want to go back to Glenda. She ministered, showed mercy to every relative that dad and mother had when she could. And she has showed mercy to many people in the Southwest Missouri. It's beautiful to see this woman's heart to serve, to show mercy. It's a great blessing to call her my sister. Not only my sister in the flesh, but my sister in the Lord. That's what blesses me. Now she's joining us in Joplin at our monthly crusades and joining with the My Girls in singing, ministering a song or two or three, whatever God directs. I just want to encourage people, wherever you're at, take the ministry that God gives you, whatever it is. I'll be teaching, I believe, all these ministries in Romans 12 by audio in the days to come. But today, this is all that the Lord has to say to me. Love you. God bless you. I will see you next time. Doyle Davidson.